With Rome at the heart of the Catholic world, it is easy to forget that there are a number of other religions fighting for recognition. Currently, there are over 1 million Muslims living in Italy and about 50,000 in Rome. Now, though, many are finding their religion under attack. Elements in the Italian government are calling on the law to be changed to force Muslim workers to ignore the holy month of Ramadan, when Muslims are not permitted to eat or drink during daylight hours.
It is difficult to quantify the damage, but for sure it is a type of work in which you want the workers to arrive in a good physical condition and to work to their maximum. If you don't have this, it affects the entire production process.
Ramadan is set to begin on August 21st and finish on September the 19th, and religious leaders in Italy's capital have called on Muslims to stay true to their religion.
The Italian constitution doesn't recognize Islamic organizations as it does with other religions. I think Islamic organizations must discuss this problem, which concerns Muslim immigrants in Italy, and how to get recognition on the same level as other religions.
As ever, it is those in the middle, Muslims who work for Italians and Italian businesses, who are likely to be affected the most.
This country is full of Muslims and they respect Italian law, but the Italians don't respect our religion.
For now, the call to ignore Ramadan is little more than a suggestion. With the government and many businesses only returning from the summer break in September, there is little chance of any change in the immediate future. However, with Italy feeling the effects of the economic global crisis, this is an issue that is unlikely to go away. Jeremy Inson, Press TV, Rome.